Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly.
Scream loudly for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks.
That's all negative stuff. And what we want to try and see is if, in fact, we can take something that is usually so sinister and dirty, and not dirty, but just, you know, angry, mean, vile, other words.
Yeah.
With the FOF line, which stands for F Off Friday, where we say goodbye to all the problems of the week, look forward to the weekend. Was it Confucius or Loverboy says that's what we're working for? I don't remember. Been out of school for a while, but I'll tell you this. We're going to try and see if we, this stupid radio show, can turn, make the turn around the corner. We can change this algorithm of evil and great disdain and negativity into the friendliest of Friday line. Let's see if it works. Oh, we should have got a new theme done.
Oh, yeah.
Rise, guys, I got show number four.
Friendliest of Fridays.
Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Oom papa, Mau Mau. All right. Oh, I'm in a singing mood. Don't get me started.
Happy music.
You could use something else. That was like a last second little.
4,034,000 minutes. That's how many. That's how much time we worked in 2020.
It's not true.
I don't think it was anywhere near that much.
Yeah. The friendliest of Friday calls. I forget the P1 that gave it that name, but we want to stick with the FOF for, you know, alliteration and also continuity.
Mm-hmm.
But friendliest of Fridays, just call in with nice things to say. Let's try it out. Are we going to get two breaks out of it?
Yeah, man, you got all positive calls.
All right.
Every damn one of
them. I hope these aren't people that just got a COVID test calling in. Don't read it the wrong way.
I tested.
Hey, guys, you want positive calls? Yeah. I guess I'm hibernating for 2 weeks.
Yep. Yeah.
They shoved that 6-inch Q-tip up my nose.
I know. Tickled my tummy. 864-241-4318. This is the friendliest of Friday line.
This is for the person that left $20 in the self-checkout at Ingles. Thank you, motherfucker. It really helped out a lot. It bought my gas for the week, and it is much appreciated. Rise, guys. Thank you for all that you do. Tickle it.
I love that person.
That's the perfect way to do that.
That's not even the way I was. I just thought we'd just flip it, but he did it in such a great way. Was that Trey Parker? That mind right there took that in a place that it needed to go.
That's exactly where it should go.
You're calling in screaming angrily about someone giving you $20.
I can't believe you walk off and leave it. I guard it with my hands before it comes out.
I know. I'm like, don't look in your, don't look. You go through the drive-through ATM ever?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't walk up to it like some people do.
Only way to do the banking now.
Well, I don't sit there and count how many's coming out.
Yeah.
I parked so close that nobody could get in between me and the car.
Oh, mm-hmm. You got to.
Yeah.
It's like the big landscaping guys. You got to walk up to it because, you know, they can't pull the truck through.
My pen is 864-241-4318. Just kidding. It's the friendliest of Friday calls. And someone asked on the CVM text line, which is 72341, standard data and text rates apply, is this going to be a continual thing? We're going to see how this goes, and then we'll make a decision on Monday. This is the friendliest of Friday calls.
Hey, Rise Guys. How are we doing this morning? It's P1 Mother Trucker. Just calling in, wanted to feed in this positivity a little bit. I just want to say I'm the happiest man there ever was. Got this wonderful woman. I don't know where I'd be without her, to be honest with you. She knows who she is. Yay.
Yay. No, that's what I didn't know what he said at the end. Yay.
That was a shout out to Kanye, I believe.
I believe it was.
Nah, I know him. That wasn't. What did it say?
Yay. Yay.
Oh.
Was he calling somebody?
Yay.
It don't sound like yay.
It don't.
Oh, I thought it was yay until like just now.
Yay.
Might not be. Oh, he's talking to one of you, I guess.
No. It cut off where he said fish. I was right. It was about kind
of. It was. It was.
It was positive, you know.
It was positive. You got to tell these people these things about things. I mean, how you feel.
She knows who she is, but she still wants, you know,
when we get sad about the loss of life, I don't know if there's a way to figure it out, but I bet you that more of the percentage is self-guilt about not being around them as much than it is about them not being there. Because
absolutely,
if them not being there made you sad, you would have went there. Yeah, I just went there. You know? I mean, it's so true. So true. Anybody you've lost, you know, passed away, you think about that and you say, do you feel good about them being gone, meaning you fulfilled all, everything you wanted to ask them, say to them and all that stuff, or do you just feel bad because you didn't?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the process is selfish.
That's some self-realization, truly. I'm telling you. I feel so guilty about, especially my one grandma. God rest your soul, you sweet, sweet, sweet Native American lady. 864-241-4318.
Is that the one that farted a lot and smelled like
Bengay? No, that was the other one. Smelled farts and Bengay was the German American. But what does that matter? She was American. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
864-241-4318. The friendliest of Friday line.
I just experienced something that I didn't think would ever happen in the city of Greenville. I was stuck in a ditch in a big blue truck off the side of Donaldson Road and one of the side streets there. I'm not even from Greenville. I'm from Easley. And sorry. I had several groups of people stop and try to help me. And to Mr. Alvin, who got up under my truck and pushed up to get me out of that ditch where I was high center, God bless you. Thank you. And my faith in humanity has been restored. Piglet.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about.
I need some Kleenex.
So you get out of Donaldson Road, I mean, you're out by the center. So, yeah, you're going to get some help out there.
Yeah. He got up under the truck and pushed it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
You get that strength.
Oh, yeah.
You get that strength when there's things happening. You'll move it.
I still like there are so many dudes in the world who just live to get people out of ditches. Like they get such a thrill out of getting people out of ditches. They get such a genuine thrill and so much excitement out of doing something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them just want to do something nice. They're not trying to, you know, hey, man, I'll get you out for $30.
Leave Jethro out of this. I'm just kidding. Jethro got me out. He's towed me more than I have the line.
He did it barefoot, too.
That's true. Yeah. On hot blacktop.
Don't matter.
I broke down on a basketball court. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's hot or if it's frozen, man. He'll come out there barefoot as hell.
Yeah. 864-241-4318. This could change things. This could turn it into something incredible. We might have to do this every day.
Every day.
864-241-4318.
Hey, yeah, about the positive thing. My wife's workplace, she had surgery 2 weeks ago, and they all got around with the community at the gas station and everything, and ended up people donating money and writing positive thoughts and all that to her for her surgery and everything. So I just thought it'd be something pretty cool for y'all to put on the air. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's nice. They did nice things.
You know what? This is something that a lot of people need. I'm sitting here being preachy, preachy bit. I'm being also very self-aware that
thank you.
You're welcome. That the words GoFundMe now there's so many good ones, but then I feel like in my mind I hear about so many scammy ones and stuff that when I even see them, I'm just being honest with you, I scroll right past them. Yeah, and that sucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Because I sit there and I'm like, dude, you just posted that you went to Pauly's Island.
I think there's also a thing where you might have good intentions with your GoFundMe. Like, you're really going to do the thing. That your intentions are to really do good with it. But then when you get that money, we know what you're going to do this weekend. That money's going right up your nose.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Booger sugar.
Thank you.
Yeah, I done said it. I ain't going to tell you. You're like my mama trying to say I love you at the end of the phone call.
Oh, boog sugar.
Thank you.
Be careful in the morning. 864. See, one day I'll be regretful. I didn't tell her to be careful.
Yeah.
864-241-4318. The friendliest of Friday calls.
You ready?
Yeah.
Thank
you. Hey, y'all. I got you right here. You ready?
You're a barrel of monkeys.
All right. So my name's Cameron, and I've got a kind of like a funny story for the New Year's. I was at my aunt's house, and we're all just, you know, hanging out, kind of drinking a little bit, stuff like that. And, well, my brother decides to leave, so like I kind of jump on his hood, and he starts pulling out the driveway, and where my aunt lives at, it's like a kind of like a big roundabout, and so I jump on the hood, he starts to leave, and well, we start going around the roundabout while I'm on top of his hood of his car, and he comes and goes around the corner. I was trying to get off, and so I fell off, and I cut my arm open. That was fine. But then I went to my aunt walking across the yard. And, man, I tell you what, my aunt cussed me 9 ways a Sunday, man. Love you, Rise Guys.
All right. Thank you.
He cut his arm open. That was fun.
See, that guy took it the opposite way of the first guy.
Yeah.
He was being facetious. Facetious?
Not him. No. I mean, seriously, I don't think so.
That was real fun. No. Because our guys have been out of town for the last 10 days. I didn't know it was supposed to be positive calls.
Yeah.
Hey, how you been here?
Nothing good's positive happened. I've been at the beach for 10 days. I come back, now you're doing all positive things.
I'm telling you, man.
Maybe I missed it.
864-241-4318. I like this. I mean, that one's kind of dull. But the other ones were good.
Yeah, I want to see his injury.
The second half, I think, will...
He might be lying.
The second half, I need to see a scar. The second half will decide if this bit continues.
There's a lot in the second half.
Okay. All right. Good. You can call in, too. The person who texted in yesterday was my Friday. Well, why aren't you in the bed? How about that? Why are you up so early?
Yeah, why are you?
It's not your... This is your Friday.
Yeah.
You just didn't realize it. 864-241-4318. More of the friendliest of Friday calls right after this.
More rock. Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 8:30. Look at that. We're going to stay on time today. We'll be done by 9:30.
Hey, look at you.
Yeah.
I like that.
864-241-4318. If you've just tuned in and haven't heard it previously this week, we're trying a social experiment to see if we could take the angriest segment that we do, the FOF line, because everything's negative, negative, negative now. If we could take something that's so negative and turn it into a positive thing, just for fun. Not that we want positivity all the time.
Just for spits and giggles?
Just for spits and giggles to see if somebody out there can give hope to those who say, when's something going to go my way? You don't ever know. That kind of attitude won't.
Yeah, and there's other things we could do for, you know, to switch up the FOF from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bipolar Friday call.
Sure, we can do that. Have people.
I'm so pissed. I love you guys.
We'll have people call up and do sexy talk on the FOF line.
Hey, y'all.
The ASMR line.
I like your butt.
864. I'll fart in a minute. 864-241-4318. Friendly calls, happy calls, positive calls. So far, all of them have been dead on except for that last one where he cut his arm open and that felt good. Clearly, the man was on PCP. The pain will kick in tomorrow.
Possibly on angel dust.
Something. All right. So here we go. Let's see. And this will decide the future of. We'll see if this is something that can go on or whatever. 864-241-4318. This is the friendliest of Friday lines.
Hey, Rise Guys. First time caller. Long time listener. I'm on my way home from work, and I just thought I would call in with mine. It's been about a year ago. I was at Dollar General, bought about $12 worth of merchandise, and got to the register and realized that I did not have my wallet with me. I think I just was in swim trunks or something. Anyway, the kid behind me said, "Don't worry about it. I've got it." And that just blew me away. How nice the guy was and how respectful he was. Young guy, younger than me. Turned out he lived at the top of the road of my mother's neighborhood. So even though he said don't worry about it, I was going to mom's from there anyway, and when I turned down the road I realized that was his car. So I went and got the money from mom and I took it back up there and I paid him back. But I just thought it was absolutely awesome the way he handled it and didn't even bat an eye at the money or anything like that. I thought it was really cool. Thought I would share. Have a good day.
Oh. So you had a short-term loan, no interest.
Yeah, short-term, no interest loan. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I wonder if his mom will charge interest on the part he took from her to give the other guy.
That's what I was wondering. It's like, I wanted to see the older guy like fight him back and say, no, I don't want it back.
I don't want it. No, you keep it now. Then you got to try to put it in his pocket.
You know. Oh, man. Yeah.
I ain't seen anybody put money in somebody else's pocket unwillingly for years.
Well.
Well, the person receiving the money is unwilling to receive it.
Yeah. You know, I won't say which. I had a family member that recently celebrated a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She may have even called in.
Might have been on the show last week.
And she wanted a certain restaurant. And it's like, well, COVID, blah, blah. And then it's like, well, we'll go pick it up and take it over there. Let me tell you something. When you take dinner to your mother or whoever's house it is, do not leave the receipt behind.
No.
Because you might not have meant to, but she, part of her thinks you left that there so she would see how much it cost and that either you would get more I love you babies or, oh, this is my part because I got a thank you card in the mail. With a $20 bill in it. And I'm like, dude, I mean, mom, I mean, whoever, is your birthday. So today when I go take her groceries, I'm going to do that thing where I hug her and slide it into her pants.
Yeah.
You know, the money. Or I leave, and then she'll bill. Hug me and, oh, you got something in your hair. And she'll slide it down the back of my shirt or whatever.
You got something behind your ear.
It's like, it was so hard as a kid to get money from you. Now it's even harder to give it back to you.
Well, those old people, you know what I mean. If you happen to leave those receipts laying around, they start thinking, well, I guess he wants me to pay him back for it.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
No, I just didn't throw it away.
That's exactly what
it was.
I
don't want you to pay me back for it. I'm not trying to show off. It's just it's a piece of paper I left laying on the table.
I had it laid out because I was looking at their online menu to see, because a lot of restaurants, I'm not hating on you, I do what you got to do. They'll mark up their to-go orders more because, A, there's more packaging.
And they mark up when you order from a delivery service, they usually mark it up because they got to account for the money the delivery service is taking there, because they take a big cut considering they don't own the cars or provide any service whatsoever.
That was the thing. She included the receipt inside the thank you card with the $20 bill.
How does a delivery service get like 30% of each order? You don't own the cars. You're not providing any kind of like benefits the employees I'm aware of. You simply are taking the order.
They're getting it on both sides. Some of them, if you sell a $10 item, you will sell it to the company for $7, then they will sell it to the customer for $13.
Yeah.
So it's like the Warren Buffett approach.
Yeah. It's just weird to me how you can command that big a cut when you don't own the delivery cars or really do anything besides have an app and take the order, and then you get your delivery fee and 30% for – you didn't really do anything.
It's like PayPal for food. I'm going to give you a percentage so I can eat.
Yeah, but a huge percentage when you think about it.
Yeah. Well.
Delivery fees and tip and marking up the menu.
All y'all did was facilitate the transaction. You made $12 off this order.
Remind me on Monday to give you an update if she took the money.
Okay. That'd be a, I want to know.
A little storyline we can follow.
I get through this weekly because I'll eat lunch with Moose later.
Oh, yeah, she did the same thing. She tried to slide you some money.
I'm going to tell her, I'm going to say, if you don't take this back next time I owe you money, I'm going to pay you in pennies. You know how people used to do? Oh, I owe you this? Well, here's 5,000 pennies for you, $50.
Yep.
You so-and-so. 864-241-4318. Several more to go. This is the friendliest of Friday line.
Hey, Rise guys, Ross, Goss. This is P1 Wolf Trucker. I hadn't talked to you guys in a while. I've been on a different route and stuff. I've been listening to y'all on the radio.com app. Great deal there. I just love it. I love the radio.com app. I love the Rise guys or Ross guys. I just love the whole show. I love everything about it. I was thinking that maybe one of these days that get everything settled and we get through all this COVID that I could have you guys over and maybe Nine could stroke my dog. I have a beautiful little dog and I could just let him come and stroke my dog. So, all right, guys or girls, I love you guys. I mean, girls, and I hope y'all have a great weekend. And just remember, I love you, Ross, girls. Thank you.
Love you too, Wolf Trucker.
I only stroke my own dogs.
He lives in Sevierville too, so that's a free gallon.
Oh, my God. Wow. Is he just making a funny little thing? Like, did you accidentally say dong one time or something?
Attempt
that. Oh, I see.
He loves the show.
He loves the show. He's a longtime listener. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, we mentioned the whole trucker thing earlier, but dude, this is the thing. We are so, you know, I'm not one to gloat.
Really?
But we are so in the trucker community.
Yeah, truckers like us.
Like they say, hey man, you know any good lot lizards? Hey man, you know any good podcasts or shows I listen to? They'd love us.
Heck yeah. Saw your sticker flying, Jay.
Thank you. Love you too, Wolf Trucker.
You like a Flying J or a Pilot better? Same company.
Oh man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The Flying J up in Duncan had a nice little private
shower. Is Pedro still on south of the border?
Yes.
Thank God.
Private showers.
864-241-4318. You know they charged the Impractical Jokers $1,000 to film the movie on their parking lot because they had to use so much space. They said they would lose business from customers.
What? Yeah, the place is always just slam full of
people. $1,000. 864-241-4318. The friendliest of Friday lines.
P1 Blind Luck. Just want to say I think it's a good idea. Spread a little positivity. But there are some ironic things going on because much like Fat Boy, I just finished up my last semester of school. Like Fat Boy, I was getting an Associate of Arts degree, and like Fat Boy, my last class was biology. Now, I don't know if it's the same as Fat Boy, but you know, I did it blind, and just to brag on myself, I am graduating with honors. But I'd like to show a thank you out there to all the friends and family that helped support through all this because it was quite the ordeal. And I'd like to say thanks to the Rise guys for providing me the entertainment, helping me relax, and keep me from going crazy while having to do all this studying and cramming. All right. Well, I'll listen to you guys in the morning. Take a look.
Man, I love him.
He's a fun guy.
He's the kind of guy that'll call in with something real nice like that, or he'll bust your balls real good, you know. Right. And you're welcome. He's fun.
Yeah, he is. I didn't know he was in school though.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
Good for him. Congratulations.
In his case, they shouldn't let him walk because he could go right off the side of the stage.
Good.
I wish I could have seen him. I wish I had a class with him.
Right.
He can take Fat Boy's place. Fat Boy don't want to walk.
Anyway, no. Fat Boy wants to jazzy rascal across his table.
It does.
Thank you.
Just bring it to me. I don't want to walk.
Enjoy the thank you bit. It'll go away after the day. He'll forget about
it. Yeah, it'll be gone after this.
Thank you. 864-241. Josh, congratulations to you, my friend. That is quite the account. You did something that someone with sight could not do, and that's freaking me. I dropped out.
Well, you could do it. You just chose not to.
I'm trying to build him up right now.
Yeah, but he couldn't. You know. It goes against the positivity of the bit. You could do it. You chose not to. That's the positive way to look at it.
Are you done?
I think so.
That's what she said. 864. Whoa, a flashback. 864-241-4318. This one is the last one or one more?
No, it's last.
This is it.
This is all we got.
The friendliest of Friday line.
Hey, Rise guys. It's T1 Happy Slappy. You guys said that, you know, instead of bitching and anger, use this for good. So, yeah, I'm not unhappy slappy anymore. I'm happy slappy. I've had a rough, like, 6 months. My father walked into the hospital. You know, he's up in North Carolina with my brother, P1 Slapdog. But he ended up going in and had several heart attacks and spent 45 days in the ICU. We lost him twice. But he's, you know, doing well now. He went through two cardiac arrests. He had 22% of his heart function when he walked into the hospital. He now has 35%. There was a device running his heart for quite a while, and it came out last week, and successfully, mind you. We were under the impression he would have to do a heart pump that's very invasive, extremely hard to recover from. It's called an LVAD, if you've never heard it, a left ventricular assistance device. And he said he would rather die. And he thought, well, it's in God's hands. And he told me that and said, you know, we just got to do what we got to do. We didn't think that he would survive the device, the Impella, that was running his heart with them withdrawing it from his body. But he did. Now, they did decide to put a defibrillator in the other day to give his heart that extra oomph. Because, again, now he's at 35%. So I just wanted to call and say how blessed I am and how happy and incredibly grateful I am to have my dad after all of that. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. 2021 rocks. You know, my dad's in inpatient therapy right now working through all of this. And God bless you guys. I love you. And have a great day. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
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 That was...
I followed that one with Facebook.
That was Rob that's slappy on the end.
It was.
Yep. You could tell she was about to cry at the end.
Yeah, she was emotional at the end of that.
Well, I bet you we all were. You get a certain age, you like not that you're like suicidal, but you got to be tired of fighting for your life.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
do.
God, I'm just tired. I have to rest my soul.
Yeah, I mean, if you've already been through some stuff and you've had some surgeries, and then they come back to you, well, we got to do this, and it's going to be really difficult. Yeah, I'd rather not.
Did they call him Pappy Slappy?
I bet they do. They will now, Pappy Slappy.
They should.
That was great.
Yeah.
Good for her. She earns her name because she's always so happy.
Pappy Slappy, is that nickname is available unless they have a cousin who's a gynecologist.
Did you get you?
864. We'll have to kind of just let this kind of settle and see. We also need to, we'll check email and see what you all, let us know what you thought, what you think. Like, do we do every other? Do we try another week of the Friendliest of Fridays? Or how would you like to see it? I'll give you a personal one. I didn't call the thing, but I told you about someone that we're close to, 11-year-old little girl the other day. COVID symptoms, all that stuff. Next thing you know, she's on a defibrillator. She's 11 years old. They had to move her while she was in ICU. And I showed you this photo. Which is, if you have, even if you don't have a kid, you see that photo. That is so gripping, so shocking, so painful.
Man, I see that photo of anybody at any age, and it just shakes me to my core.
What about that one from yesterday?
See, that's nice. Look there. At that. That's a happy young person.
That is like setting up,
smiling, looking healthy.
That's like
good color.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm telling you, we can fix all this. We can fix all this negative stuff,
but people really like it. They really enjoy it. And it's like the thing where the news story from yesterday about how your brain has to work harder to argue with people. People are so bored because life is so convenient that it breeds all this negativity and hate because your brain wants to be occupied and you're not doing anything to occupy it. That's why you should listen to us.
Or you want to blame things that you can't control on other people.
Absolutely.
And you take it out on them.
Yeah.
You know.
Man, there's one more. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
I ain't gonna fall for it.
You ready?
Nope. I'm not your bitch.
You know, I was sitting there thinking it was going to be moving to the side a little, but no, you lost that one.
Yeah, we got a touch. That one got locked up.
Love you, Rise Guys.
Thank you. Love you more. All right. I thought that kudos to the P1 family today, because I didn't think we'd get even a full segment out of it.
And I'm surprised Fatboy was willing to listen to all that.
I know. Can you imagine how all the pain happiness. He was in, hear all the happiness?
He hated it.
It was tough.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We come back. We'll do some open phones if you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Good afternoon, Animal Emergency Clinic.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, my name is Tony. I have a small emergency. I'm hoping you can help me out with.
Yeah.
Well, I sound a little better now because I was hysterical earlier. You're not gonna believe this when I tell you, but I swear it's the truth. I have a finch. His name's Tony, and sometimes I'll let him out of his cage to fly around.
Yeah.
Well, I let him out of his cage, and I went to the store for a couple minutes, and when I came back, my cat ate him. Like, I don't know how he did it. He didn't chew him up. He ingested him whole.
Yeah.
I need to cut the bird out of my cat because he's still alive and I can hear him in there. I swear. This has never happened before. I don't know if you can cut him out or if he can pass the bird. I mean, I don't know what to do.
Do you have a regular clinic, Tony?
Well, I did. I moved up here from North Carolina, but I mean, obviously I can't go back for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's fur, but I just want to get my bird out of my cat. Has this ever happened before?
Not swallowed whole.
Yeah, it's like my cat has a pretty big mouth, I guess. I mean, he's a big cat. So he just, I don't know how, well, it's a little fence. It's not that big anyway, but he just inhaled him.
Do you want us to take a look at your cat?
Huh? Yeah, I'd say so, because the bird, I can hear the bird in there. The cat will sit, will lay down and make noises like he's hurting, but he's not as active as he was.
Yeah. Do you know where we're located?
Yeah, I do. I mean, what kind of time do you think I have? Because if by some chance the bird's dead, I want to cut him out of the cat and give him the proper burial, you know?
I can let you know, if we end up doing surgery on your cat, you're looking at probably $15,000 to $2,000.
Well, I don't care about the money, honestly. Is the cat going to make it through that kind of surgery, or could they both make it?
The cat probably will do fine, but I can't guarantee anything on the bird.
God, is there anything you think I should do now for the bird to try to feed it or anything? Should I make the cat eat extra food or what? I mean, I don't know.
Can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
I've been sitting here staring up on the wall.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just checked with the doctor, and yeah. If you can still have the bird, your best bet is to bring your cat right in so we can see exactly.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to, because honestly, he's getting up a little bit, but he's moving around all gimply, and you know what? He's not moving that much. You know what? He just sh** the bird out.
He sh** the bird out?
He did, just now. I can't believe it. I'm almost going to cry. I've never seen this happen. Right when I was going to load him into the bed taxi, he sh** the bird out.
Is the bird still alive?
Yeah, but barely. I mean, how should I care for the bird now? Should I bring the bird in so you guys can give him a physical or check him up?
We don't really do birds. You should call the Animal Hospital of South Gorham.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Do you want their phone number?
Yeah, go ahead. I got my pen. Go ahead. I'm ready.
It's 839-819-81.
Oh, my God. It's a miracle. Thank you so much for your help.
Bye.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's gone.
93.3, The Planet Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.